Okay, administrative items. So just real quick, you have my report, but I wanted to add a couple things that are not in there. As I mentioned, we're going to start interviews next week for the EAs. Also, we talked about the March meeting, and also got an email text from Vicki, State Board, yesterday asking the region to identify someone to work on the marijuana work group in Sacramento. This came, as you know, in the governor's budget, there are 11 positions for a regulation of marijuana growing that is legal, not the illegal type. And at the board meeting, state board meeting last week, Region 1 received several $100,000 to help them on the Eel River with education and outreach on marijuana issues. At that time, they mentioned they were going to be doing a permit that they were going to add to their ag program for growing marijuana. And TAM directed Mr. Howard to put together a consistent program statewide. So they are putting together a work group and have invited us, along with Region 2, to participate. So we'll be identifying a staff person. The last item I have is I am asking for the board's guidance on, and the issue has to do with Liddy and the use of Liddy's funds to support a Prop 84 application by the city of Gonzales. What has happened is we have five municipalities in the Central Coast that have made the first cut for Prop 84 funds. City of Gonzales, and I believe Dr. Inglis at the last meeting talked about a number of them, including the one for the city of Gonzales. The city of Gonzales, it turns out, because of something, they had a contractor who was helping them develop their proposal. They thought if they were successful, that they would be able to award the proposal to the contractor. Apparently, because of rules that they have in their own charter, they're not able to do that. And so the contractor said, for the final round, we can't work for free. We can't do your paperwork for you and do the additional documentation that you need, on free time. She had made a to help the city of Gonzales. She had suggested or made a request to staff who manage the portion of our settlement funds that supports the Liddy program, whether or not they could use $5,000 to $7,000 to pay the contractor to finish the paperwork. Staff's decision was no. She wanted a chance to talk to me about it. So we all got together this week, all of us, the staff who made the decision and Darla, and talked about it. And at the end, I was sufficiently uncomfortable for a variety of reasons that I decided to bring the issue to you for your guidance. This is not a voting item. This is just for guidance. And the reason, there are a couple of reasons why I originally was not willing to do it. One is Darla does a annual work plan, as you know. She does progress reports. Those I see on a quarterly basis. She comes before the board and talks about it. The current work plan doesn't include contracting directly with a contractor to use funds to help the city of Gonzales finish its report. I'm also concerned about a sense of equity and fairness across the entire region in terms of other cities wanting the same kind of treatment. Another concern is we're under a fair level of scrutiny from the state because this region is somewhat special in that you have those settlement funds. I don't know of any other regions that have such settlement funds for use. Prudent managers, yes. And I, just given public perception, whether it's right or wrong, I just didn't feel comfortable. I would like to see the projects go through. I would like to see all five cities be successful in getting grant funds. It just benefits the region, certainly communities like Gonzales. But unfortunately, I think there are times when we can only do so much. So, and I would look to Lisa, because Lisa was in the meeting and asked Lisa Have I fairly characterized our discussions? Is there anything you would like to add that would help the board provide us guidance in terms of how we move forward on this? Okay.
Yes, Mr.
Gonzalez, is one of the poor cities in the region. Is there anything? I don't know the other four applicants. Don't necessarily
Santa Barbara, Santa Maria. Who are the other ones? Gonzalez. What? Paso Robles.
And there's one more probably.
Yeah, there were five.
I mean, my question would be the only basis I could see doing it is if there were something that really set Gonzales apart in terms of being easily the most disadvantaged community of the bunch.
Well, what I thought was interesting is Santa Maria, Paso Robles, Gonzales, they're all considered disadvantaged communities, which, you know, if you drive around Paso Robles, sometimes it's hard to believe, but it's a weird way in which they determine financially what is a disadvantaged community.
I know, and Watsonville isn't because it's a it's a zip code based thing.
Yeah. So it's sort of difficult.
Mr. Harris, is it the reason is because their local ordinances or policies? I mean, they can't come up with $5,000 or $6,000.
I guess not.
Well, my question again is: this a policy that they have?
I don't
within
know
the city.
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if Lisa knows or not. I don't know.
I'm sorry, what's the question exactly? About this?
Well, why are they asking for our help? It was inferred that there was some kind of policy or written ordinance or something that they couldn't pay their consultant.
Okay, I'll speak to that a little bit to the extent that we know. In general, it's really important to realize that we've all agreed a benefit we get from the Low Impact Development Initiative and from Darla Inglis's efforts in our region is support for communities to leverage funds and to give them some institutional capacity to successfully apply for grant funds, and that has been realized. Many of our municipalities have benefited. So this is an extension of that effort. The specifics for Gonzales, and it wasn't just Gonzales, I think Santa Maria might have been in this boat previously as well, is that they had the offer of technical assistance from outside consultants that then retracted when the effort was going on and they realized that they weren't going to be able to be assured that they would be able to get the subcontracts to do the work. They might. I mean, they can still compete for that, and they might end up getting them. That's what Dr. Inglis told us about why she was lobbying for these funds on behalf of Gonzales being able to make it to the finish line. I did want to say one thing in response to your comment, Mr. Johnston. While Gonzales may be, I don't know about relative disadvantagedness and what the criteria for that are, but the Prop 84 process of selection is designed to give special consideration to disadvantaged communities, both in favoring proposals and extra points, if you will, in scoring, as well as maybe different criteria in evaluating their full proposal and their concept proposals. So one of staff's issues was that it looks like they will still be able to get due consideration, if you will, whether or not these monies are spent to give them sort of a silver lining. That's a subjective interpretation, or we're not really sure of that because it depends. But in general, the Prop 84 process recognizes that communities like Gonzales don't have the capacity.
But it's likely they would be more competitive with a more complete or more detailed package if they could do it.
So I think the answer to Mr. Jeffries' question as to what in their charter has bearing here, it's probably something that requires competitive bidding on contracts.
Yes.
And I think that the folks who came in and wanted to help figured they'd get the contract, and when they figured out there was no guarantee, that's when they pulled out.
They probably have to put out an RFP and all that process, and they didn't want to go through that.
So the question is, have they explored other nonprofits that can assist? I mean, there are other organizations that are you know, very
foundational.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, you pretty experienced in grant writing.
Well, I think that the issue that is faced is the second round of applications are due at the end of this month. Oh. So there is a time urgency issue.
Well, okay.
The end of February. Today's still January. The end of February.
Oh, end of February, yes.
Yeah, there is a bit of a timing issue.
We have time to apply for those foundations.
Well,
staff went the right direction.
I hate to say it, but I think so, yeah.
Say that again?
I said I would love to see us able to help Gonzales, but I truly understand staff's concerns about the appearance of favoritism.
Mm-hmm.
If it were just Gonzales and a city that has a fair amount of money like Santa Cruz or Santa Barbara, it might be different, but that's not really the situation.
Well, that's the reason this board set up the centers, to help all these cities and communities. That we used the grant, our funding that we had over the years, but they asked for a special. I think, you know, then every city is going to come and say, well, we're in need as well. They may not have the designation, but we're all hurting financially. Give us some help. And then how do you pick and choose?
And the only other thing I would say is moving forward is if Darla could put in her annual work plan or whatever, if she desired to have some money to do that, or that would be okay. Then it comes before the board. It's done in a transparent process. Mm-hmm. We're on the record of doing it. And, you know, moving forward, that might be maybe a solution. I don't know.
She went and recruited Gonzales because she was really looking for a disadvantaged community in the Salinas Valley, because most of the work that's been done has been in the southern part of the district. So I can understand that she feels bad about it. But
I do tend to agree with Mr. Harris' concerns that this would create a precedent and perhaps would not be viewed well by others. And I still would think that with all the different 501c3s we have around, we couldn't find one would say, okay, we'll give you some, you know, half of it. Or even some folks work on a volunteer base. You know, there are grant writers work with the Land Conservancy, and they do it on a pro bono. So I don't know. I don't have an answer. Anybody else? Okay. So,
thank you. I think you gave me a sense of that I was looking for. So I appreciate it. That's all I was looking for. Thank you. Any questions on the EO report?
Nope.
Okay. See you in March.
So we will adjourn this meeting of January 30th, 2014, for the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Thank you.
Good job, Jean-Pierre.
Thank you.
Yes.